Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman is still out. He will be back with us in about 2 days. So instead, you have to hear my voice for two more episodes, including this one. Today, we're on episode 360, five tips for more readable blog posts. Now, kind of the whole premise about this is when you're blogging, you want as many people to read those blog posts, consume that content as possible. And so what you don't want is when you actually gain a visitor for them to get bogged down by different mistakes that you can make with the content and the way that you organize it and format it and all of that. And so we're going to go through five tips. Could probably put together a list of 50, but these are five tips that are easy to implement, but super, super important that are going to make your blog post more readable to keep that user not just on the page, but actually consuming your content so that they're getting value out of it. And then they're going to come back because you have given them something valuable. So the first tip for more readable blog posts is to use short paragraphs. So I recommend 3 sentences max. It's worth noting, I didn't just pull that out of thin air. I've got that from other bloggers out there. I don't remember exactly where I heard it, but just kind of also from observing popular blogs that it just reads really well. And so by breaking up the content into short chunks and having space, it allows a user to read through it more easily. They can scan the content too. It just makes it more digestible instead of just a huge wall of text, which is kind of a turnoff. People are like, oh, I don't want to read all that. But it's like a kind of a psychology thing. When they see the short chunks, small paragraphs, it makes them want to read it, and it's more easy for their brain to kind of process it all at once. And so that brings us to number two, the second tip for more readable blog posts: mix up the sizes of paragraphs. Now, and the point before, use short paragraphs, 3 sentences max. It doesn't necessarily mean make every single paragraph 3 sentences. It's going to look repetitive. But if you mix up the different sizes of paragraphs, so you have 3 sentences, and then you have 1 sentence, which asks a question, you know, what do you think about that? And then you go on to the next point or whatnot. It makes it easier for the user to digest. It's if they see really repetitive, you know, paragraphs that all kind of look the same, their brain's just kind of going to kind of process it and move on and not want to actually like zone in and read it. But when it kind of mixes up, it's pattern interruption. You know, a lot of really big marketers talk a lot about pattern interruption. You know, with advertising, people go ad blind, and so you want to do something that's going to grab their attention. It's going to interrupt the pattern, the things that they're typically seeing. And so by mixing up the sizes of the paragraphs in a way you're doing that, they're going to kind of get distracted by the same thing over and over again. Or they're going to get distracted because of that by other things. But when you mix up the paragraphs, it can grab their attention and basically bring them down further into the content. So that is the second reason. The third tip for more readable blog posts is use conversational tones with personality. You want to have a tone of voice on your blog. You don't want to be, you know, it's not a technical manual, a technical documentation article or anything like that. A blog post should be friendly. It should show personality. That's going to make it not just easier to read, but it's also going to really contribute to your overall branding. Branding is really important. It's something that you can't really quantify, and it's hard to describe, but everything goes into your brand, including the tone in your blog post and the personality that you convey for your brand. Another thing worth noting too, kind of as a side note to number three here, is you want the tone in the level of writing to be at a fifth grade reading level. I heard this tip a while back, and it's not that you are writing for fifth graders by any means, but unless your blog post is something super scientific and you have to, you know, have more complicated words and the terminology is complicated, all that, you want it to be easy for people to read. Not that you are writing for a bunch of people that only have a fifth grade reading level or education, but you don't want to make people think. You want it to be easy to digest the content and be able to consume whatever piece of education, information, value, whatever you're giving to the reader. You want it to be easy for them to consume. You're not writing a college textbook. You're writing something that is a free piece of content on the internet. You don't want it to make it feel like they have to work for it. Now, obviously, if you're writing a creative writing blog or, you know, anything that, is specific to a certain academic niche or anything like that, then that's going to be a little bit different. And, you know, you're going to have a higher level of writing. But you can make it interesting and you can make it professional and valuable, but also have it be at a, you know, fifth grade reading level. Another thing too is you want first person point of view is a good tip. That's not a hard and fast rule, but again, on the topic of conversational tones, personality, and you know, conveying that positive, friendly tone for your brand, having the first person point of view really helps. It just adds personality to your business overall, opposed to, you know, using third person talking about, you know, things from a generic tone. First person is more it's more personal, literally, but it definitely helps things. So that's number three. Number four is use proper font sizes and spacing. This one's a little bit harder to describe because there's not an exact science here by any means, but you want it to be easy on the eyes. And so, you know, similar to using the short paragraphs and mixing up the sizes and length of the paragraph, you want the font sizes to be big enough to read. So it's easy to read, but not too big. You want the line height to be, large enough so that it's easy on the eyes and there's enough space in between the lines, but not too big to where it's, you know, hard to kind of see where the paragraphs are. And then the spacing in between the paragraphs and in between the headings, you want that to be really good too. Now, depending on what theme you're using, some of those defaults might be pretty good. But typically, if you can, you know, customize it a bit more, you know, it's going to make a huge difference. That's what I did recently on my own blog for some of the more recent posts. And you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Find a blog that does it really well, that you like the way that the text looks. It's not just the font style, the font family, you know, the actual font they're using, but the way that they've styled the blog so that it's easy to read and consume the content. And so you can see what they do and then mimic it on your own blog. So that's number four. Now, the last tip for more readable blog posts is to use attractive images. You don't want all text on there. Even if you have proper font sizes and spacing and you have, you know, mixing up the sizes of the paragraphs and using short paragraphs, all that, you don't want just all text on there. You want to mix it up. You want to, again, pattern interruption. You want to grab the user's attention, keep them on the page so they don't want to hit the back button or go and find something else that's easier to read. All of this kind of works on the subconscious level. There's a lot of psychology with marketing and all of that. And so attractive images is really good. So photos, don't use cheesy stock photos just because they're technically high quality in terms of like the image and the quality of the camera used and the editing and all that. You don't want it to look cheesy. Use high quality, attractive images that don't look like a stock image. You know, it looks good, it looks professional, but it doesn't look like the typical cheesy stock image that people are used to seeing all over the internet. You can also use graphics. You can go to websites like Shutterstock or FreePick or UI8 and get custom graphics, illustrated graphics that can look really good and convey the point well. Also animated GIFs. People love those. People share them all the time on social media. So you find a really good animated GIF or a meme that articulates what you're trying to convey, the tone, the message, that's going to help your blog post stand out and make people want to continue reading it. So that is the five tips for more readable blog posts. Hope you'd enjoyed this post. If you found this post valuable and you want to continue getting episodes from WP the Podcast, then subscribe. So if you're using Apple, Stitcher, Google Play, any of those, subscribe. And then if you can give us a review too, that'll be really helpful. Our awesome co-host, David Blackman, will be back with us, not in tomorrow's episode, but the one after that. And so until then, it'll just be just me. All right, we have another awesome episode for you tomorrow, episode 361, three non-plugin WordPress backup solutions. We've talked a lot about different backups and why you should do them and how you should do them and the different plugins that we recommend. Now, we're going to talk about three non-plugin WordPress backup solutions for your WordPress website in tomorrow's episode. Don't miss it. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.